Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today, we'll be looking at the economic insights from the week of January 4th through the 8th, 2016, along with upcoming economic releases. Welcome back to a new year. I hope your break was restful or otherwise productive. If not, join the club of many. Either way, the markets have moved on. Volatility erupted in global financial markets last week as weakness in China increased anxiety about global growth. The volatility affected U.S. markets as the Standard & Poor's 500 index tumbled 6% for the week, the biggest drop since September 2011. Even the blockbuster jobs report that bolstered optimism about the U.S. economy couldn't arrest the freefall. December data suggests the labor markets are doing fine, with the addition of 292,000 jobs. Job creation should remain healthy in 2016, despite some worries about finding workers. However, this optimism is tempered by the ISM Manufacturing Index remaining below the critical threshold of 50. The first quarter is expected to start off slow, with a majority of the weakness resulting from inventories. The inventory weakness is also noticeable in the port and intermodal data. The weights on manufacturing will not fade quickly, but the outlook should improve after inventories are rebalanced. The most recent concern is another rapid drop in oil prices. They dipped below $30 per barrel as of this recording, an astonishing feat given that the U.S. is not in a recession and the market price was consistently at or above $100 a barrel for most of the last 10 years. OPEC may be dying a faster than expected death, but U.S. producers may be priced out for longer than initially anticipated. Last week's economic highlight focuses on the ISM indices. The Institute for Supply Managers, or ISM, manufacturing index slipped from 48.6 in November to 48.2 in December. A number below 50 indicates a potential decline in activity for the sector. Despite the further retreat, the index didn't signal a noticeable deterioration in manufacturing conditions. New orders rose from 48.9 to 49.2, the second increase in 3 months, and assigned conditions may be stabilizing. Seven industries reported growth, including textiles, printing, miscellaneous manufacturing, and petrochemicals. 11 industries reported declines, including wood products, apparel, and leather. The inventory index rose from 43 to 43.5, still well below 50, and points to declines in inventory stocks last quarter. Manufacturing remains weak, held back by the strong dollar, weak global growth, an inventory overhang, and less energy investment. Historically, the index rests in the low 40s if the nation is facing a recession. Right now, it is barely below 50 and didn't decline much further in December. Conditions should slowly improve as we get into 2016. The ISM non-manufacturing index fell from 55.9 in November to 55.3 in December. Despite the decline, the index remains firmly in expansionary territory. Details were upbeat, with employment, new orders, and business activity increasing from November. Trade details remain soft while inventories declined. The service sector of the economy has cooled a bit but remains on solid ground. On the international front, China's rebalancing actions remained intact as the first economic reports of the year signaled continued weakness in manufacturing, while the gauge for services rose to the highest level in a year. The official manufacturing PMI edged up to 49.7 in December from a three-year low of 49.6 in November. The financial markets were less sanguine about China's condition as the Shanghai Composite Index slid 10% for the week, while Europe's Stoxx 600 Index lost nearly 7%, the biggest drop in 4 years. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, we get several key reports at the end of the week. It starts with retail sales. Retail sales for December will come out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern on Friday, January 16th. Sales were likely unchanged in December after a 0.2% rise in November. Core sales held up fairly well in November. There was a jump in non-store sales, but weakness in department stores. Spending is expected to remain modest, but positive, in 2016. The December PPI will also be released on Friday at 8:30 a.m. The November increase in PPI prices was encouraging, but probably will not stick. We look for the headline index to slip 0.3%, reversing November's gain. Oil prices fell in December, and the global impact on other commodities remains negative. And finally, December industrial production will cap off the week on Friday at 9:15 a.m. After dropping 0.6% in November, total IP is projected to fall again in December. Mining and utility output should once more slow total industrial activity. The key manufacturing component should produce better results, but if any growth is seen, it will be limited. Don't forget to join us on Thursday, January 14th at 11 a.m. Eastern for a free State of Freight webinar to kick off 2016. Join myself and Noel Perry as he breaks down our initial thoughts for each mode as we enter the new year. Start your year off with a leg up on the competition by knowing the real dynamics of the marketplace. Find out more information at ftrintel.com/webinars.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.